This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Don't you just hate it when you're frustrated with God for what he's allowing to happen in your life and you're struggling with painful experiences, but it's time to pray and you feel like if you're going to pray, you have to pray about your praise to God and how much you love him, when really your feelings are, I'm angry with God and I don't want to say nice things to him right now. Well, you need to stop being frustrated and just let God know how you feel. You remember even Jesus talked to the Father about what was really going on in his heart and life. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, it says, in the days of his flesh, that is, in his time here on earth, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. So this is how Jesus prayed to the Father. Loud cries and tears when he was in those difficult, painful times. Well, have you ever prayed to God with loud cries and with tears? Or do you feel like if you're going to pray, you need to come with beautiful sounding words of praise and thanksgiving? Certainly, we need to come to God with those words that express our praise, our thanks for all he's done in our lives. But there are times for that, and there are times for loud crying and tears, like Jesus expressed to the Father when he was struggling. Are you in a time of difficulty right now? Are you angry with God? Are you frustrated? Are you struggling to understand how God, if he loves you, could possibly let what's happening to you happen to you? Well, don't bury that. Don't push it down. Get it out. Talk to God. Isn't that what a good relationship is like? If you really know and love someone and you are confident and secure in their love for you, then you're secure enough to let them know when you're really frustrated with them, when you're upset, when you're angry. And talking it out with them makes the relationship better in the end, doesn't it? Well, the same is true of your relationship with God. In the story we're looking at this week, this difficult conversation that Jesus and Peter had, Jesus started telling the disciples that he was going to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and he was going to be killed and on the third day be raised. Well, that was too hard for Peter. He really struggled with that. And it says, and Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. Well, you wouldn't expect that, would you? That Peter would rebuke Jesus. But this is how strongly Peter reacted to what Jesus was saying to him. He began to rebuke Jesus, saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you. Now, Jesus then responded to Peter quite strongly and corrected him. But out of that came a beautiful result in Peter's life and in his relationship with Jesus. You need to learn, like Peter, to just tell God what's on your heart and what's on your mind. Tell him, but keep your heart open to him. Make it be like a conversation with that person who loves you, the person you trust. But you do not understand what was going on when they said this or did that, and you need to get it out and talk to them. Do that with God. Trust him. Love him. But tell him you're angry with him. Tell him you don't understand. Ask for his help. Get out there and reel in your communication with God. Just like Peter. Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you. He began to rebuke Jesus. Well, that's not how people normally talk to Jesus, but because of Peter's relationship with Jesus, he talked to him like that. You can too. He loves you. Remember what he said to the disciples? I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. Remember what the Apostle Paul said, that God's Spirit in our hearts bears witness with our spirit and convinces us that we are children of God and cries out, Daddy, to God from within us. Well, a little child doesn't hold back from expressing their anguish and frustration to their parents, do they? No, they don't. And God doesn't want you to hold back either. He wants to hear your loving words, but he also wants to hear your frustrated words, because that's how you deal with things in a good relationship. What do you need to say to God today? I'm John North.